You may not know this, but as you listen to this recording, you are actually time traveling. To be able to understand this concept, you must first keep in mind how you are able to see images. In a nutshell, this is how it goes. Light passes through the cornea at the front of your eye. Light hits the lens in your eye. The lens then focuses the light on the retina. Photoreceptor cells turn the light into electrical signals. The optic nerve carries the electrical signals to your brain. Your brain converts the signals into images. This process takes about 1/10 of a second. In other words, you never actually get to see the present as it takes place. The closest you have ever come to seeing what has been in front of you is 1/10 of a second after it happened. That is correct. Your body gets to experience that which transpires in the present, but you only get to see the past. Furthermore, such is the process that creates the images that help you visualize the past. The same images that you use to look back at previous events. In other words, our memory is also a form of time travel, which means that the much coveted time travel machine is nothing more than the memory.